Well, there's been some sports stories which the media have covered, but they've covered them in very different ways. It's very clear that there's one rule for some and another rule for others. Let's check it out. So one of the big stories of the week was about the Hurricanes women's team, POA, who did a haka that criticised the coalition government, labelling it redneck. And they used an altered haka with the leader calling out the phrase that I won't attempt to say in Māori because I won't do it justice, but it translates to puppets of this redneck government. Now, according to Wikipedia, redneck is a derogatory term, mainly but not exclusively applied to white Americans, perceived to be crass and unsophisticated, closely associated with rural whites of the southern United States. Its meaning possibly stems from the sunburn found on the farmer's neck, dating back to the late 19th century. According to the Cambridge Dictionary, redneck is an offensive word for a white person who is considered to be poor, uneducated, especially one living in the countryside in the southern US, who has prejudiced, unfair, and unreasonable beliefs. And when you describe someone as redneck, according to dictionary.com, you're saying they're narrow, prejudiced, or reactionary. Now, Hurricanes POA prop and haka leader Leilani Parisi said she presented the new haka to the team's management strategically. In other words, she sent it to them at the last minute and they said, like, go for it, we back you. She also said that she's not fazed by any possible backlash. She said, I don't care. I believe in what we're saying. I stand by it. I believe that in rugby we have a platform where people watch and listen. And why not use our platform to show our people we will never fold? To tell the government that we are stronger than ever and we will never go down without a war. So the Hurricanes women's team expressed their opinion. Bigoted, hateful, wrong, inappropriate, targeting a certain group, hate speech. Well, you be the judge of that. But let me take you back 6 years to another incident where a sports person expressed their opinion, Israel Folau. And let me show you how the media responded to that incident and how they responded to this latest one with the Hurricanes. And you'll see that there are very different rules in play. And you'll also see a stack of hypocrisy. So this is from 2018, when Israel Folau quoted that scripture about hell, and all hell broke loose, literally. But like the Hurricanes, isn't Israel Folau entitled to express himself? Can he quote from scripture, which is his source of truth, even if it might offend someone? Well, not according to the One News breakfast team at the time. Here's their discussion on why a sportsperson shouldn't share their views. And as you listen to their justification, their argument, replace Israel with the Hurricanes women's team and replace the so-called victims, LGBT, with politicians. You'll quickly see the double standard. When they talk about Israel, you'll hear phrases like, when you're running down a whole group. Well, Parliament is a whole group. If you live your life as a proud man, well, you can live your life as a politician with good intentions and be proud of what you've achieved. They say it is tough to stand up as a LGBT whatever you are person. Yes, you'll hear Maddie actually say LGBT whatever you are. But it's also very tough to stand up as a politician. And you'll hear them conclude with, you know, that they just hope that they can find a little bit of love and compassion and understanding for different people out there. Well, does that apply to the Hurricanes woman as well? Have a watch.
Does freedom of speech turn into hate speech?
Exactly. When you're running down a whole group of society, I think.
What do you think?
It's really, I try not to let these things get to me because Because I just try and be really easygoing and carefree, but it is really, really hard to watch people say those kinds of things, especially if you live your life as a really proud gay man. And I'm so sick of people standing behind the... People keep saying, oh, it's okay, he's allowed to have an opinion. I call bull on that. You cannot continue to stand behind religious views and spout this, like, bigoted, hateful, homophobic speech. It's really, really... disgusting to see, especially because I know so many Christian people or people of faith who manage to hold firm their you know, their religious views and live lives full of love and compassion and not say these kinds of things. It's really awful. And Louisa Wall was right. It is really, really harmful, the things he says, because it is tough to stand up as a gay man or woman or LGBTIQ, whatever you are. It's tough to stand up and say, I'm proud of who I am and I'm going to live my life the way that I want to live my life. Yeah. And then have people like Israel Folau stand there and say that you are going to go to hell because of the person that you are. And it is really, really harmful to the thousands and thousands of people who look up to him and idolize him and listen to the things that he says.
That's why we need to condemn
here, here,
it and have people like you stand up and be proud. I mean, you've got to be proud and condemn this sort of talk.
It's just, do you know what's really sad is that I always feel like we're moving forward and then something like this will happen and it's like, man, we're just going two steps back. And it's just, I just wish we could get to a place where everyone can accept everyone for who they are and who they want to be. And it's hard. Mm. It's hard.
Yeah. Well, we could use this to take another giant leap forward.
Mm. Well said.
Well said. No.
Should we get into the
weather?
Oh man, I'm not used to getting so serious. But it's tough. And
you gave me butterflies.
Do you know what? I hope that Israel and Maria as well, because that's the other thing. Like, Maria, we spent a fantastic morning together on breakfast last year and I had so much love and respect for her and I felt the love and respect from her for me as well. And then to see her standing up and almost saying that she believes the things that he believes, that was really hard as well. And I just hope that they can find a little bit of love and compassion and understanding for different people out there as well.
Yeah, so sports people, keep your controversial views to yourself. It's a pretty clear message, or will take away your career and demonize you forever. So, how did One News Breakfast deal with this Hurricanes issue? Now, it's a different team of presenters, but the program has been pushing a strong left-wing bias for years now, which is why its viewership is not that strong and why I've never been invited back since, I think, the gay marriage debate, maybe once since, I'll have to check that. But were they consistent and say, as they did with Israel Folau, no, the Hurricanes players should not run down a whole group. Politicians are proud of what they're doing. It's tough to stand up as a politician. I just hope that the Hurricanes can find a little bit of love and compassion and understanding for different people out there. Let's have a watch.
Is rolling in, and it is a bit of a mixed bag, but it's interesting. I'm surprised at how many of you say, go for it, girls. You know, politics has a place in sport. If you've got a message to make, it's your choice to do it.
Well, I also want to put into context here that it was done via a haka. Haka has always been a place for Māori to express their views, and political views as well, and it's a place to lay down challenges, and that's exactly what these women did, and it took guts for them to do what they did, and now they're being asked to apologise. Mm-hmm. Now I know, and Daniel, I know you're in this boat as well, where you say sport and politics don't mix. Well, I just think that's complete rubbish. These women have opinions, and they've shown their opinion with this haka, and the captain herself, and I want to quote what she says, I believe that in rugby we have a platform where people watch and listen. Why not use our platform to show our people we will never fold, to tell the government that we're stronger than ever and that we will not back down.
I'm just confused about why they chose that game, and like, it wasn't a huge crowd, it didn't seem like a season finale. I'm just really confused about why it happened then and when it did Because like a few people have pointed out, if nobody had translated it, nobody would have known what the message was.
The translation was to puppets of this redneck government. That is, those are the words that were spoken. Yeah?
And I think for me, the question we're asking you at home is, should politics and sport mix? For me personally, I pay to be entertained when I go and watch sports. I don't pay to listen to political bias. And in terms of this haka, I get that. I totally get that. But I think that whether sports and politics mix is a big no-no for me. They have social platforms that they can express.
And do you think that's different from when there was the Springbok tour, for example, and we didn't have those sorts of platforms that were outside
that's
of
it. And I think now that we have sport. Instagram, although it's down, Instagram and Twitter, which is now X, I think they're places that they can express their political bias. But in terms of the game of sport, no, I think, and also the fact that the CEO was on the news last night, he claimed that he was blindsided. And I think if this is a view you want to express for all of the team, for the whole team, then maybe you should have checked in with everyone.
They did go to management, but they said they went to management at the last minute and the management said, okay, yep, 100%, you've got our backing. So I also wonder whether that was the team management and it was not presented to them well in advance. It was at the last minute, they said.
No, but would you give it to them well in advance? Well, because this is not a permission thing.
That's right.
Well, exactly.
Exactly right.
I mean, the government has in some form had its right of reply. Winston Peters said, perhaps if they were focused more on tackling and catching the ball instead of expending all their energy performing a haka, trying too hard to attack the government, they may not have been thrashed so badly.
I don't
see the world number one Black Ferns doing that, he said. For the record, the score was 46-24 to Chiefs Manawa.
I just want to go back to your point about the timing of it. And I don't know anything about the timing, but what I suspect is that would have taken time for them to get it translated, for them to put into that haka. And then, of course, there would have been wānanga around it. There would have been practices around it. So maybe this was just actually at a time when they were able to perform it. You know, yeah. I mean, this is, they've used the platform to push back at a government where they feel that the policies that they have been having a go at will have a massive impact on one race.
I have to say, I'm confused by the timing. I don't really understand the point of the messaging, but I also don't think they should apologise. You've done it. Don't back down from
it. That's right.
You agreed with what you wanted to do? Go for it.
Anyway, keep the feedback coming in.
Keep it coming. It is coming through.
Oh, there we are. You've done it. Don't back down from it. And it's done via a haka. You can express your views, but apparently not on social media. Although later on they said, yeah, you can do it on social media. So haka, okay, social media, no, but actually, yes. And these women have beliefs and opinions, they said. Yep, so did Israel. And they say, we have a platform, why not use our platform? Yep, that's what Israel did. And ironically, the breakfast team said they have social platforms where they can express their views. Oh, good to know. I'll let Israel know that. And then, of course, we had the would have taken time to translate wānanga around it. And finally, the strong statement, you've done it, don't back down from it. Now, you'll note that they never mention the Israel Folau issue. They never mention the connection between the Hurricanes team expressing their deeply held beliefs or views and Israel Folau expressing his deeply held beliefs or views. In fact, I was fascinated by the Labour spokesperson for sport, Grant Robertson, who is gay, and said this in response to the haka.
Sport will have its own rules on that, and being able to express yourself as your whole person, I think, is something that sports teams are taking seriously nowadays.
Oh, okay. That's interesting to know. And over on News Hub, Lloyd Burr, who is also gay, said this.
No matter which way you look at it, there would be someone who's up in arms. It's not just, yeah, I don't know. I'm just, part of me, I'm like, the politicians need to suck it up and go, well, look, this is free speech and we spout free speech constantly. And Winston talks about, oh, everyone complains these days, we're so woke. And then they just do a haka and then he's like, oh, this is outrageous. I can't believe it. It's like, mate, you're now going a bit woke.
Hmm. Oh, interesting. Politicians just need to suck it up and say this is free speech. Is he saying that LGBT, etc., need to just suck it up also when Israel quotes his favourite source of truth? So there you have it. It's one rule for him and another rule for them, depending on who the media agrees with. That's how leftist ideology works. And it's why hate speech laws would always be based not on what is actually hate speech, but simply speech they hate. Oh, there's one other sports story that I will be watching closely. Sam Kerr, the Australian captain of the Australian women's football team. She's to face trial in England, accused of the racially aggravated harassment of a police officer. She plays for Chelsea in London, and she's accused of using insulting, threatening, or abusive words that caused alarm or distress to a police officer during an incident in Twickenham on January the 30th. Ironically, this is Sam also bending the knee for the radical and anti-family BLM movement recently. And now she's up on charges of racial abuse. If Israel loses his career for so-called homophobia, will Sam lose her career for racism? Will the media go hard after Sam Kerr until they get the result they want? Yeah, you probably know the answer to that.